You're listening to SBS News.
I just got back from the US, where I had a wonderful, you know, summer holiday. But I got to witness firsthand the chaos that is kind of unfolding over there with monkeypox, especially in communities like the LGBT community. And I came home to a bit of a shock to see that nothing was really being discussed much about it outside some expert circles. So when I did inevitably catch it and got that positive result, I decided I could sit at home for 21 days and sulk, or I can try and use this as a way to start a national conversation so other people don't have to go through what I am.
So how are you now? You had a sexual encounter in the States, and I understand the person tested positive and then you tested positive.
It was just a very casual holiday fling, something that almost every 26-year-old goes through, probably when they're overseas. And you meet somebody, you get along, and I'm glad that he and I are still in conversation. But he notified me the same day that I noticed my first symptoms, which was lucky. So managed to pretty much catch my infectious period before I really went out and interacted with a lot more people. I was concerned about it when I came home. So I'd already sort of started my social isolation. So I haven't really seen a lot of people. I really only had been between home and work until I got that notification.
Here in Australia, up until your interview, the only people we've seen have been interviews conducted overseas. Some people have suffered excruciating pain with monkeypox, and symptoms have gone on for weeks. How's your anxiety about your situation?
I've been very fortunate so far that mine has presented as a very mild illness. I've only got about 5 pox across my body. They're mostly small, sometimes a bit painful, sometimes a bit itchy, but for the most part, they're, you know, well hidden, easy to cover. But I have seen other people, and I have a friend in the US who caught it, and their entire body was covered in extremely painful lesions. So hopefully I also get to use this platform to say, well, I may be lucky and mild. I wouldn't want anybody to have to experience the worst that this disease has to offer.
Australia is about to reportedly roll out a limited supply of the so-called third generation vaccine. This is the vaccine that is most effective against monkeypox. What do you make of the Australian policy response to date?
Well, the announcement is welcomed, and, you know, it's better late than never. Monkeypox had been discussed in the LGBT community overseas since about May this year already. First signs that this could become a problem probably showed around June. That's when I would have expected the Australian government probably to jump in with a response. It looks like we're two months behind the Northern Hemisphere, and we potentially could be running out of luck. So it's good that that announcement's made. We need to secure a greater supply and continuous supply and a very rapid vaccine rollout to ensure that this remains, as it stands in Australia, a disease mostly in return travellers and something that, you know, people who are planning to go overseas are able to get vaccinated before they go to high-risk places, and close contacts and people who have been in, you know, high-risk situations are able to protect themselves as well.
I guess it's worth pointing out that you don't have to have close skin-to-skin contact or sexual contact to contract monkeypox.
Yeah, so you can get it through some respiratory drops, so coughs and sneezes, but as well as through contaminated items, and people can spread it unknowingly. If I wasn't aware of the disease, I could have easily overlooked a lot of my symptoms and unknowingly passed it on. So there's lots of different modes of transmissions. It's not an STI. It's not a disease just gay men can catch. And it's something that as a nation we should be thoughtful of and working towards how we can reduce the harm this disease could impact on our communities.
How many more days of isolation are ahead of you?
I think today would be 19 days to go. But if I'm fortunate enough and all my symptoms clear, I may be able to get out earlier.